This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Back to back on BFM 89.9.
That's right, this is Back to Back, a music program where every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Thing. This week, in conjunction with the first big concert in the Klang Valley since the pandemic, Billie Eilish is playing tonight at the National Stadium. So we're going to run through the 20-year-old's discography on Back to Back this episode.
That's right, but do remember, tomorrow night on Track by Track, we're going to go through her breakout debut album, When We All Fall Asleep. Where do we go? So keep it locked right here on BFM 89.9. But to then, her discography outside that debut release, and we're going to kick off with her very first viral track that was uploaded to SoundCloud in 2015 when she was just 13 years old. The success of this next number pushed Interscope Records to sign her and gave the track an official major label release the next year.
The song was initially written by her brother Phineas O'Connell for his own band, but decided to let his sister have it. It's a very interesting story. At that time, she was taking dance classes and her dance teacher asked for a song to choreograph a dance to. The siblings then recorded the song and uploaded it on SoundCloud so that her dance teacher could stream and download it with ease, only to find that it went viral the very next day.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. So here's the track that arguably kick-started her career. It's Billie Eilish with Ocean Eyes.
I've been watching you for some time, can't stop staring at those ocean eyes, burning cities and napalm skies, 15 flares inside those ocean eyes, your ocean.
Ocean eyes. Billie Eilish and Ocean Eyes right here on Back to Back this week in conjunction with her playing tonight, August the 18th. We're going to run through her discography and a bit of background of Billie Eilish if needed. She's kind of popular, right? The artist of the last couple of years. She was born Billie Eilish Pirate Bird O'Connell, and the 20-year-old has been lighting the music world alight with her brand of ethereal indie electro pop. She was born in LA and she grew up with a house of musicians and actors. She was homeschooled along with her brother Phineas O'Connell. She learned to play the Beatles and the ukulele at the age of 6, and when she got to 8 years old, she joined the Los Angeles Choir, where she developed her early soulful style that became prominent, especially in her early singles.
After the release of 6 Feet Under and Fingers Crossed, she made her breakthrough with Ocean Eyes, the song that we just played, which surpassed 14 million online streams and spawned a number of remixes with Astronomy, Black Bear and Gold House. With the success of that song, Billie released her debut EP Don't Smile At Me back in August 2017, and the EP appeared on several American and international music charts.
That's right. Fast forward 2 albums to her name so far. Her debut album When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go in March 2019, followed by Happier Than Ever in July 2021. On January 26, 2020, she won 5 Grammys, including the Big Four: Best Album, Best Record, Best Song, and Best New Artist, becoming the youngest artist in Grammys history to take home Album of the Year and Record of the Year. Billie Eilish was also behind the latest James Bond theme song, No Time to Die, where she teamed up with composer Hans Zimmer, guitar legend Johnny Marr, and of course her brother Phineas. The team won Billie Eilish and her brother an Oscar for Best Original Song, and additionally, Billie Eilish became the youngest musician to have ever performed the theme song for a James Bond film.
Yeah, lots of achievements under her belt at only 20 years old, right? Integral to her success is her older brother, of course, Phineas, his sister's indispensable collaborator, co-writer and producer. The pair continued to compose and record together from a bedroom even after Billie Eilish's emergence as a global phenomenon. Her brother has a solid production CV under his belt, co-written and produced tracks for other popular artists as well, like Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez and Camila Cabello.
That's right, back into the music now, and unlike her peers that stuff their albums with features, Billie Eilish has mostly remained solo through her full-length LPs throughout her career. Both albums that she put out do not feature any rappers or singers. It's all just 100% her, right? And a move that's very rare these days, especially when you're under a major label.
But there were some exceptions, of course. When Justin Bieber did a surprise feature on Bad Guy, there was also a single with Khalid, and this next one, which features rapper Vince Staples, who was her number one choice when it came to choosing who to collaborate with. It can be found in her debut EP Don't Smile At Me. Check it out, Billie Eilish together with Vince Staples with the track And Burn.
Lips meet teeth and tongue. My heart skips 8 beats at once. That's better. If we were meant to be, we would have been by now. See what you wanna see. All I see is him right now. Him right now. I'll sit and watch your car burn with the fire that you started in me, but you never came back to ask it out. Go ahead and watch my heart burn with the fire that you started in me, but I'll never let you back to put it out.
Thanks.
Your love feels so fake. My demands are high to make. If I could get to sleep, I would have slept by now. Your lies will never keep. I think you need to blow them out. Blow them out. I'll sit and watch your car burn with the fire that you started in me, but you never came back to ask it out. Go ahead and watch my heart burn with the fire that you started in me, but I'll never let you back to put it out.
7-4-2008, I still remember that. Heaven sent a present my way. I won't forget.
forget you left. Packing everything when you leave. You know you coming back. Wanna see me down on my knees, but that was made for a ring. I try to wait for the storm to calm down, but that stubborn bit be leading the war. We drawn down on each other, trying to even the score. We all been found guilty in the court of a order.
Burn with the fire that you started in me, but you never came back to ask it out.
Go ahead and watch my heart burn with the fire that you started in me.
Dream. I got everything I wanted, not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried. Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were right there. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago. Everybody wants something from me now, and I don't wanna let them down. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted, but when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why here they don't deserve you.
Everything I Wanted from Billie Eilish, released as a single here on Back to Back. It's a minimal down-tempo track that was actually inspired by a nightmare she experienced and written in 2018, with of course her signature moody, introspective and brooding sound. In her nightmare, she had died and nobody cared. So after waking up, she couldn't stop thinking about her nightmare. So she and her brother Phineas decided to channel that fear and energy into a new track, which eventually will become that track you just heard, Everything I Wanted.
As the track progresses, it shifts from being a song about sadness and depression into a song about mutual support shared with her brother as he helps her deal with fame and her personal demons. It was very successful commercially and making it to number 8 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and was a second top 10 hit in the United States. Right here on Back to Back, where myself, Ofni Ting and Daryl Ong are going through the discography of Billie Eilish, our artist of the week, in conjunction with a concert that's happening tonight at the National Stadium.
Yeah, by the time you're listening to this, if you are listening to this on a Thursday, the concert would have pretty much been wrapped up and we'd love to hear your experiences from the concert. Yeah. It's quite a landmark concert, right? The first massive concert since the pandemic. You can get in touch with us. Let us know how you like the show. You can tweet us at BFM Radio.
Maybe you're hearing this show right now while you're stuck in the traffic jam.
Yeah. On the way out of the parking lot. Yeah. More Billie Eilish on the way. And up next, I would say her most conventional song, right, in her discography, in the vein of R&B. And unlike her other tracks that were exclusively produced by her brother, this one was mainly produced by Amit Fan, which might explain why it sounds a little different from her other songs.
The track delves into the aftermath of a breakup with Billie teasing her ex that she knows he still secretly likes her while stating that she has moved on. It was initially uploaded to her SoundCloud page in 2015, but received an official release as a single in 2017. Here's Billie Eilish with Be Broken Hearts, only here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
You can pretend you don't miss me. You can pretend you don't care. All you wanna do is kiss me. Oh, what a shame I'm not there. What is it you want? You can lie, but I know that you're not fine. Every time you talk, it's all about me, but you swear I'm not on your mind. You can pretend you don't miss me. You can pretend you don't care. All you wanna do is kiss me. Oh, what a shame I'm not there. Everybody knows you and I are suicide and stolen art. Pretty mama sews stitches into all your bruised broken heart. You can pretend you don't miss me. You can pretend you don't care. All you wanna do is kiss me. Oh, what a shame I'm not there. Somebody new is gonna come for you like you want me to. Being only fits me. And you were made for begging to stay.
Do you understand?
This is Back to Back on BFM 89.9. You just heard Billie Eilish with the track My Future, a tune that's written and recorded during lockdown, about a month into quarantine, and written in just 2 days. A really positive, jazzy, electronic number that shows off how much her voice has toughened between her two albums.
Yeah, on this track, she encourages her fans to remain optimistic despite the immense challenges brought on by events of 2020. Billie Eilish is normally a perfectionist, as she revealed in an interview with Apple Music, normally doing hundreds of takes. However, on that track you just heard, My Future, she and her brother were satisfied and liked the raw energy of this one and only vocal take.
And it's also a song that's inspired by Michael Bublé's 2009 single, Haven't Met You Yet. Billie Eilish explained that the idea for this tune came subconsciously from a video she found herself in her early teens listening to that tune. Daryl and Ofni with you on Back to Back this week, running through this discography of Billie Eilish. But do tune in tomorrow, same time, as we will go track by track into her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And up next, a tune in which she breaks another record, this time being the youngest musician at 18 years old to perform the theme song for a James Bond film.
The people behind the James Bond film handed Phineas and Billie the first 20 pages of the No Time to Die movie script, and after reading it through, they tried and failed to write the track in the studio before Phineas came up with the chord progression while on tour. The siblings then wrote the tune in the bunks of their tour bus, and after sending the demo to the Bond people, they finished it in London with Hans Zimmer and Johnny Marr. The entire song came together in just 3 days, start to finish.
When this next tune topped the UK singles charts, Billie Eilish also became the first act born in the 21st century to claim a UK number one single. It's a tune that tells the tale of betrayal and lies, of course one of the key themes in Daniel Craig's James Bond storyline, that is of endless string of betrayals. This is it. This is Billie Eilish with the James Bond theme song, No Time to Die.
I should have known I'd leave alone. Just goes to show that the blood you bleed is just the blood you own. We were a
Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else that I've fallen for a lie? You were never on my side. Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you dead or bad?
Eilish from her latest album Happier Than Ever. It's a song about life as a disconnected blur of new fame isolation at a time when most people her age are enjoying the first fruits of their early 20s freedom. Pop superstar Billie Eilish is stuck with a new mansion that feels like a tomb, a tune where she recalls an encounter with a stalker and might be a reference to a real life situation that occurred last year. In May 2020, a man started showing up at Billie's house and ringing her doorbell constantly. Well, I guess that's one of the many challenges of being famous.
Indeed, and according to TMZ, he returned 7 times in total looking for her. The judge eventually granted Billie Eilish a 3-year restraining order against the man, according to Billboard magazine. This is Back to Back, and this week, myself, Dara Ong, and Ofni Oteng are running through Billie Eilish's discography. And up next is one of her latest songs, comes from a 2-song EP called Guitar Songs, released just this June, her 5th EP in her career so far.
For this next track, she expresses her thoughts and feelings in the wake of a breakup. The depressed singer just wants to slump in front of the TV and watch someone else suffer on reality show Survivor. But it also could indirectly reference the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial, and name drops Roe versus Wade. Both are hot topics of the day. But what Billie is saying in that regard is that people are so caught up in frivolous matters like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard that the serious matters like Roe versus Wade has taken a backseat amongst the public consciousness. Billie Eilish with her latest one called TV, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
I don't wanna talk right now, I just wanna watch TV. I'll stay in the pool and drown, so I don't have to watch you leave. I put on Survivor just to watch somebody suffer. Maybe I should get some sleep. Sinking in the sofa while they all betray each other. What's the point of anything? All of my friends are missing again. That's what happens when you fall in love. You don't have the time, you leave them all behind. You tell yourself it's fine, you're just in love. Maybe I, maybe I, maybe I.
Love when it comes without a warning. Cause waiting for it gets so boring. A lot can change in 20 seconds. A lot can happen in the dark. Love when it makes you lose your bearings. Some information's not for sharing. Use different names at hotel check-ins. It's hard to stop it once it starts. It starts. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna take a picture, make a movie with you that we'd have to hide. You better lock your phone. You go. I'm sorry if it's torture though. I know it might be more of an obsession. You really make a strong impression. Nobody saw me in the lobby. Nobody saw me in your arms. I'm not sentimental, but there's something.
Back on BFM 89.9, Darren Offney with you this evening, and you just heard another one from her latest album, Happier Than Ever. That was Billie Eilish with Billie Bossa Nova. So the very first track where she sings over a bossa nova beat originated from a time in 2019 where Phineas sent the beat to her, calling it Billie Bossa Nova. So the title, of course, came before the completion of the song. In fact, she didn't do anything with the beat for a full year and a half until she got the idea to write a romanticized fantasy, which became the premise of that number.
It was inspired by her strange life of a pop star on tour, where the siblings would have to do weird things to avoid being spotted by the paparazzi. Sounds just like going to Sungai Wang in KL to hang out, right? Which is exactly what she did yesterday.
Yeah, of all malls in the Klang Valley, right?
Yeah,
Sungai Wang.
I mean, when you're such a famous pop star, that's what you have to do, right? You can't just rock up to Pavilion.
I guess so.
She decided to expand on that idea and experience to write about a secret love affair fantasy that they had to keep secret. Only here on Back to Back, where this week we are going through the discography of Billie Eilish, who performed just a few hours ago at the National Stadium.
Yeah, and up next is a non-album track that served as a soundtrack for the 2018 film Roma, a movie about a domestic worker's journey set against domestic and political turmoil in 1970s Mexico. Features the same signature sparse sound design that the duo is known for, and according to Billie, they wanted to write from within the narrative of the movie and the scenes that struck them the most.
They managed to have access to the sounds used in the film itself, which Phineas exploited throughout the track, sometimes in imaginative ways which he has become known for, like the rhythmic percussive elements in the track that were actually sounds from the student protest scene in the film itself. Check it out. This one's called When I Was Older by Billie Eilish, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Skin is paler. the flood.
Is your cup half full or empty? When we talk, you say it softly, but I love it when you're awfully quiet. You see, a piece of paper could be a little greater. Show me what you could make her. You'll never know until you try it. You don't have to keep it quiet.
come out and play Billie Eilish right here on Back to Back. That tune is actually written for the Apple commercial titled Holiday, Share Your Gifts, where it was Apple's official 2018 holiday commercial telling the tale of a young woman who is afraid of showing her creativity to the world. The song was crafted after the duo watched an early draft of that commercial.
In an interview with Beats One, she mentioned that at that point they had never written a song about empowering yourself before, and they went with the commercial's theme, where in the song Billie Eilish is trying to beg her friend to no longer hide away. Since we're talking about Apple, right, she dominated the first ever Apple Music Awards back in 2019, sweeping the awards for Artist of the Year, Top Album of the Year, and Songwriter of the Year.
Yeah, breaking awards up, down, left and center, Billie Eilish, and she's only 20 years old. We're down to one more track for this week's program, but do remember that tomorrow night, same time, we'll be going track by track into her debut album. But we'd love to hear from you. Did you go to the show tonight? What's your favorite Billie Eilish tune? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Darren Ofneo leaving you with one more, and a tune where she expresses her, inverted commas, tida apa attitude, not caring what others think of her, and maybe as commentary on the toxicity of social media and online personas. It's also said to be a track where she expresses her dislike towards the constant media coverage that critiques her body and baggy clothes. She doesn't look like the typical pop star, does she?
Yeah. The title and chorus of this next tune is influenced by a famous philosophical statement by the 17th century Frenchman René Descartes, where he tackles the problem of skepticism. The music video for this next track was directed by Billie herself, where it's set in an empty shopping mall in California where she would hang out very frequently as a teenager, and was shot entirely on an iPhone. Maybe it's her way of saying thank you for all those Apple Awards. Here's the last track for this hour. It's Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish. Until next time, join us again. Thanks for listening. My name is Ofni Ting, together with Daryl Ong, and this has been Back to Back, only here on BFM 89.9.
I'm not your friend.
What the hell are you talking about?
Get my pretty name out of your mouth. We are not the same with or without. Don't talk about me like how you might know how I feel. Top of the world, but your world isn't real. It wasn't ideal. So go have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give him my best, but just know I'm not your friend or anything.
Care less, and you couldn't give him my best, but just know
I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am.
I'm sorry. I don't think I cut you near. I'm sorry. I don't think I cried tonight.
I'm not your friend.
Back. on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.